special guest soloist, Demetrius Victor, bringing that gospel soul to lift your spirit before the laugh hits your belly. Doors open at 5 p.m. Show starts at 6. Pre-sale tickets only $25. VIP just $30. And trust me, this show will sell out. Get your tickets to the table today. Call 318-446-4917 or 318-229-3198. Clean fun, family fun, Christian comedy. All under one roof, January 10th. The Spirit of Comedy, hosted by Mr. Bow Bow Bow. Be there or hear about it. 11 and 16th Street at the Mount Zion Youth Center.
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Awesome religion to redeem it.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
The gift of God is without repentance. We're going to be talking about today the authority, the power, and the gifts that God has given us, the believer. You know, God has given us great and precious and mighty gifts that we are to use according to His will. God gave us Jesus. This was the most special gift that we have ever had. God gave us Jesus. He was anointed and He was appointed by God. In Luke 4:18, it says, this is Jesus talking. And He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." In verse one portion of this verse again, and it says, Jesus is talking, and He says, He has given him the power to heal the broken in hearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty. That means freedom, saints of God. Jesus was sent to free us. Liberty means freedom from all the bruises that we have obtained. And He said He sent Him to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And in Isaiah 11:2-3, it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." It's talking about Jesus. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might." And saints of God, might means power. It means power. "And the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." And verse 3 says, "And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord." We need that quick understanding today. And quick means quick. And God will give us a quick understanding, but we have to pray for it. Everything that we get has already been given to us, but we have to pray for it in order to attain it. So we need the quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And in all other things, we need a quick understanding. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither upon the hearing of his ears, but in righteousness. Saints of God, this is how we're going to have to judge everything, through the righteousness of God. Not through our eyes, what we see, and not what we hear on TV, but we're going to have to judge everything according to the righteousness of God. And we know the Word of God is His righteousness. You know, we can't allow our minds and our heart to fool us. The same anointing, power, and strength God gave Jesus, He has given it to us. In John 17, Jesus is speaking again. Jesus is speaking to his father this time. And he says, he tells him, he says, he is no more in the world, but these are in the world. Jesus is telling his father that he's no longer in the world, but the disciples that he has given him, the ones that are following him, they're still in the world. And Jesus say, I come to thee. And he asked his father to keep them. In verse 18, it says, Jesus said to his father, he said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. This is the point that I want to make. Jesus was sent into the world with all power, and we saw that in the book of Luke 4:18, all the power that God had given Jesus. And Jesus turned around as he was having a conversation with his father, and he told him, he said, Father, the ones that you gave me, they're still in the world. And I have sent them, and I have given them power also. So you got to understand, and you got to see that same power that God gave Jesus, Jesus turned around and gave it to us as believers. In verse 19, and it says, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. This is Jesus talking. He says, and for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And the word of God is the truth. So this is how we're sanctified, saints of God. In Luke 9, Jesus tells the 12 disciples to preach and heal. This was their assignment. I'm still talking about the assignment that Jesus gave us. God gave it to him first. Then Jesus turned around when he was getting ready to leave out of this world, and he gave it to us. The disciples received that, and we need to receive it too. We need to receive that power and stop walking around here like we don't have any power, that we can't face the enemy. We can face anything that God say we can face because we have the power. We have the anointing. In Luke 9, 1 and 2, it says, then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them power. See, that same power that he gave those disciples, he turned around and it belongs to us now. They're off the scene, but we're on the scene. And that same power is ours. In verse 3, it said he gave them authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Saints of God, you have power. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick. This is what's prevalent in the world today, and this is what's needed. We have sick people on top of sick people on top of sick people. Diseases on top of diseases on top of diseases. Don't you know if Jesus was in this world, that would not be happening? If those disciples was in this world, that we wouldn't have all this. Just look like all sicknesses, all diseases, all in the church. We have to do something with the power that God has given us. He has given us power. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. This is what we're supposed to be doing. This is what we were anointed to do. Like Jesus, he was appointed, and he appointed these 70 to go out. And this is in Luke 10. He appointed the 70 to go out. And says Jesus taught the disciples, you know, and he tested them. In Luke 9:57-62, there was some testing going on. Jesus was getting these disciples, they was having some problems coming along with him. And so this was a little test for them to see what they was going to do. In verse 57, it says, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man, as they went on their way, that's what that means, a certain man said unto him, he's talking to Jesus, Lord, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests. But the Son of God hath not where to lay his head. And what that means is, you're going to be traveling. You're going to be going from house to house. You're going to be going to city, from state to state, and in other countries. You're going to be moving. So you're not going to have a chance to just have a good old bed that you crawl in every night. Sometimes you might have to sleep on the ship. How many know that Jesus slept on the ship sometime? The disciples slept on that ship. And they slept on the way as they went. You know, they didn't have a bed to crawl into every night. So, saints, you got to arm yourself and likewise and know that this is a journey, but it's not going to be all easy. It's not, you're not going to be able to lay down in a flower bed of ease. In verse 59, it says, and he said to another, follow me. This is Jesus. He said to another man, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. And guess what? Jesus said unto him, this is what Jesus said in verse 60, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. See, God is telling him, you go ahead on and bury your dead father, but just start preaching to them the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? It's healing, it's deliverance. If this man would have got that message that Jesus was giving him, he'd have went back home and raised his daddy from the dead. But he had just started in the ministry, so he didn't know how to do that. Verse 61, it says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. See, he had to go say goodbye to all his family and stuff and tell them, well, you know, I'm going on this ministry trip with Jesus, and so I don't know when I'll see y'all again, so goodbye. So Jesus told him, okay, you go ahead on, bid them goodbye. Because you got to know that you're going to have to give up something for the Lord. You can't just have everything the way you want it. So this is what he was telling those men. In verse 62, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. See, we got to understand that you can't be looking back in the rearview mirror seeing what I lost or what I need to go back and do. No, no, no. You decide right then. Jesus made those men decide right then. You go ahead on and do what you got to do, then come on back because we're ready to go. You know, we can see through these verses of scripture that Jesus is showing us, he's showing us, anyone that believe on him can follow him. And how? Through the word of God. You know, there will be times when you feel homeless. You have to go into all of these places to minister so much until you feel homeless. But you will be rewarded. God is telling, we told those people, you're going to be rewarded for this. There is no excuse, you know, if we decide to run this race, we can't have no excuse. We're going to have to go on and do it just like God said. You know, you must put all yourself in it. You must be all in. There could be no looking back. You will be taught by the word of God. Just like Jesus taught the people that followed him, no doubt, you hear people say today, just like those people said, you know, I can't come to church because I'm not right. How many of you have heard that? When I stop drinking, I'll come. When I stop smoking, I'll come to church. Or I'm coming when I can get myself right. And I can get myself together. People listen. People listen. Just like those people in Jesus' days was giving him excuses, we're giving them excuses today. These men, all these men that Jesus talked to had excuses. You know, they gave excuses to Jesus. You know, these people still, they were still wanting to do what they wanted to do. And this is the same way that people are today. They want to go on and do what they want to do, and then we'll think about Jesus later. But Jesus didn't let them off the hook so easy. He told